Are tuna, mackerel, and salmon the only good sources of omega-3 fatty acids? This is Dr. Elmar Sakala for Lifelines. The Harvard Health Letter says seeds, nuts, some oils, greens, and supplements also provide humans with those important fats necessary for good health. Foods are an even better source than pills. Ground up flax seeds, soybeans, walnuts, or wheat germ all top the list of quality sources. Also, if you like greens, get your supply from spinach. So no need to go fishing for your omega-3s. Choose from the variety of plant-based options readily available at your local supermarket.
Lifelines, a public service of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, provides practical answers to common questions. For more free health tips, call 877-LIFE-TIPS or visit vibrantlife.org.
Welcome back to Reflection Time for our second half of our program today. We're going to be looking at the recent deaths of birds and fish and crabs that occurred the last week around the world in diverse places. And scientists are baffled because they don't know why. And so we are going to have a little program where Steve Wolberg is going to be interviewed by Rick Adams of Power Radio in the States. But before that, we're going to be playing a short excerpt by Professor Walter Feit, a biologist, who is looking to the accumulated effects of toxins in the water and what effects it has on mammals.
Beaches hit by house ban, and then the seals started dying. In their thousands, they started washing up on the beaches in pristine areas, such as, for example, along the coast, the west coast of Africa. No industries, no nothing. And the animals started dying like flies. Why? Then the people say, but these animals are undernourished. That's why they're dying. They were dying actually of pneumonia. That's what they were dying of, pneumonia. And if you look at them, they don't look very undernourished, not at all. But there are certain chemicals in the water that didn't exist in the water a few decades ago. For example, there's a chemical in the water called TBT, tributyl tin. It's a compound that they add to the paint of ships, oil tankers. It's only permitted for oil tankers, where they paint the oil tanker to keep the barnacles from growing on the oil tanker. All others must be scraped manually to clear the barnacles off. But this compound keeps the barnacles off because it's hard with the oil tanker to clear it. Now, the concentration in the ocean is very, very low. I mean, it's incredibly low. But as you go up the food chain, it gets concentrated, and a seal can actually have up to 50 micrograms per 100 grams in its fat. So, what happens? The seal is swimming around, is normally quite wholesomely happy, nothing wrong with him, and the toxin is stored in his fat. And now there is a lull in the fish. Let's say for a day or two the fish are scarce, or for a few days. What does he live on during that scarcity? His fat. So he burns his fat. And as he burns it, the TBT leaks into the blood system. And when it's in the blood system, the immune system goes. Out goes the immune system. And the infectious bacteria come in, and he has no resistance, and he gets pneumonia, and he dies. So now imagine, where did they get their TBT from? From the fish that they were eating. So now imagine you start eating fish regularly. That means you get those same compounds that the seals are getting, plus the PCBs and all the other compounds that are in there. And where do you store them? In your fat. And now you're fine, because they are basically out of the way. You've stored them in your fat. And then one day, you get sick. You get a normal flu, and you're feeling lousy, and you have a bit of a temperature, and you're lying in bed, and you're starting to burn up, and you stay in bed. And you're not hungry, and you have a temperature. What do you burn in order to supply that energy? Your fat. And what happens to those compounds? They leak into your blood. And what does that do to your immune system? Knocks it out. And then you get super sick. Then all of a sudden, instead of just having a flu and a cold, You actually start coughing like crazy and you end up with pneumonia, eventually double pneumonia, and you're in the hospital and everybody says, you know, the bugs are getting tougher these days. No, no, no. The bugs are not getting that much tougher. Our ability to cope with them is getting poorer. Does that make sense? Our ability to cope with them is getting poorer. People that go on a healthy lifestyle and they start losing weight, they get sick like dogs. Why? Because all those accumulated toxins are entering into the body and knocking out the immune system, and they're sick. And they say, whoa, I better get back to my normal diet. The way to do it is to reduce slowly and effectively and drink lots and lots of fluids and detoxifying liquids to wash that stuff out of your system, and then start life with clean fat thereafter.
You're listening to Reflection Time here on CHMR 93.5 FM. And that was just an excerpt of a lecture series by Professor Walter Feith called Sitting on a Time Bomb. Well, as we introduced in the beginning of our program, we're going to listen to Steve Wolberg discussing about the recent deaths of fish and birds, looking at it from a biblical perspective.
And momentarily, back again, Steve Wolberg, we're going to talk about these end times stories about birds and fish die-offs, because if you recall, all of this began exactly on New Year's Day, 2011. Well, lions and tigers and bears, I'm not so sure, but birds and fish are dropping like, well, birds and fish. Steve Wolberg's back with us, end time delusions guy, but we're going to talk about what this all means. And Steve, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me again on your show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're getting to be kind of a programming element now.
Yes, I'm a regular, aren't I?
You know, the bird die-off thing, first of all, they've been sent to laboratories, biologists, all kinds of tests have been done. They can't come up with anything.
Yeah, well, they're coming up with something. There's an article my wife just showed me. This just came out of Yahoo News. Let's see. It says, Mysterious Bird Deaths Explained, 2 hours, 46 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
And this is an article that says that it was, it's not the end of the world, it says. It's not lightning. It's not poison. It's fireworks. So that's one theory USA Today.
Yeah, well, that might explain New Year's Eve, but not the last 4 days.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's just one theory. I mean, like I said, you know, some people are saying, hey, we've got a handle on this, but I'm not so sure.
I don't think we do.
I don't think so either.
Right now, more hundreds of dead birds now in Texas in the last 12 hours. And a bunch in Sweden, the fish have been washing up not just here in the U.S. and in Chesapeake Bay and along the rivers, but also now washing up on the shores of Brazil.
I've got reports here about bird death, 5,000 in Australia, another 4,000 in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
Louisiana, Kentucky, other deaths. So it's happening in a lot of places. It's very bizarre.
How about this? 40,000 crabs wash up dead on the beaches of the U.K.
Yeah, we live in strange times, you know, and when you first started, I don't remember exactly who you quoted from, but somebody said, screwing up the planet and nature is hitting us in the teeth. Who is that?
That Neil von Rostrand.
Okay, yeah, that sounds, fairly plausible. I mean, we're a toxic world. We are screwing up the planet, and, you know, are these signs of what's coming, of the big day, of the end of the world? What does the Bible say? You know, those are things that are worth looking at.
Well, what does the Bible say?
Well, it says a lot. I've got a verse in front of me, Matthew 24, where the disciples asked Jesus, they said, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? Matthew 24:3. And then Jesus lists a whole host of signs, different kinds of things that are going to be happening in the world. There's a parallel passage in the book of Luke where he says, and this is interesting, he says, fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. That's Luke 21:11.
Mm-hmm.
And birds dropping down from the sky in different places around the world, it sounds like a plausible fulfillment of this verse.
You got one from Hosea.
Yeah, that's right. Hosea 4:3 talks about God taking away the fish of the sea and the birds of the air.
Yeah, the quote is, the land will mourn, the birds of the air, even the fish will be taken away.
Right, so all of these things are, I would say they're mysteriously interesting. And I've I'm, as you know, I'm a believer. I believe in the Bible, and I've done a lot of research on the signs of the end, and I've got a whole list of them on our website, and I think I may add this to my list as a possibility. I mean, I'm not saying for sure 100%. There's, you know, it could be something that the Lord is doing. It could be him using natural phenomena. It could be the planet just rebelling because of all the toxicity and things that we're doing. And all of these could still be indicators of a dying planet and the fulfillment of prophecy. There's cause and effect situations, and when man, as your friend mentioned, is screwing up the planet and nature's hitting us in the teeth, there's a verse in Revelation 11, verse 18, which is very interesting, and it says that when the Lord finally comes and drops the curtain at the end of the world, it says he will destroy those who destroy the earth.
Yeah, well, that would be us.
And it does, you know, one of the things they're speculating as to the death of the birds and the fish and is toxins. And I don't know exactly what's the case in every situation, but I do know, and I tell the story in my book, that my little boy, who's now he's six, when he was three, he started having seizures. And it was very traumatic for our family to witness this. And to just make a long story short, he was on medication for over a year. He was diagnosed with a form of epilepsy. And then we finally took him to a doctor who was, his specialty was clinical toxicology. And he tested his blood, his urine, and his hair and found out that my little boy was loaded with uranium, arsenic, lead, cadmium, and all kinds of heavy metals. And we concluded that they were underlying his seizures. So for the last year or maybe 14 months, our family has been with our doctor, has been going through a detoxification regimen, which has really changed his life. It's changed his EEG. It's changed his brain waves, the way that he sleeps. He's now off all medication, and we're convinced that toxins in the environment have caused his problems. And this is what has motivated my book. Back to the same thing we talked about before. We're screwing up the planet. Nature's hitting us in the teeth, and we are surrounded by chemicals, everything from dioxins to PCBs to mercury and heavy metals, and they're affecting our health. It's affecting the planet, affecting humanity, and this is part of what my book is all about.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to the end day, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Kansas, is it?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, I thought a good place to start with this little deal is just we're looking for a place to blame it on. Let's just blame it all on BP with all their chemicals out in the Gulf Coast.
Well, that's not a bad analysis. Actually,
trouble is, I don't know how you can trace that clear up north to the all the bird killings, but
well,
hey, it's a start.
Well, listen, you know, it's interesting you should bring that up. Fish are washing up on the coast of Brazil, okay?
Right.
But they're also, right now, crabs are washing up dead on the coast of the UK. Sweden has got a massive bird die-off, and if you take a look at the ocean currents, what they call the loop current that comes up and ends up going into the Gulf Stream?
It's like a big circle.
It is a big circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting point. Very interesting point. What do you think about that one, Mr. Wahlberg?
Yeah, you know, it fits, as I mentioned a little while ago, Revelation 11, verse 18 talks about when God finally comes, it says that he will destroy those who destroy the earth. And I think these are all indicators that humanity is destroying the planet, whether it's the Gulf oil spill or all of the Agent Orange and the chemicals that are in the environment, whether it's the mercury, the lead, the arsenic. I mean, the list just goes on and on. This planet is in trouble. We're being affected. And I think that it's also part of biblical prophecy.
But we'll start seeing more and more earthquakes. Right now, I think in, somewhere in Central America, or Chile, perhaps. They're looking at three volcanoes about ready to blow their top. All three.
Well, I do know that in Matthew 24, Jesus does list earthquakes, famines, pestilences, and things like this as indicators of his approach. So I wouldn't dismiss these things, that's for sure.
And how we're looking at strange events. Do you ever watch History Channel at all, Steve?
Yes, I do, and I've actually been on the History Channel three different times.
Okay.
Documentaries dealing with the apocalypse.
Okay, now did you happen to catch last night's new piece called Prophets of Doom?
No, I didn't.
Okay, these were six guys, experts in their field, having to do with issues that are apparently looming over us like some giant shadow of events that clearly we are already beginning to see. Economic collapse. One was an economist. Another one dealt with fuel, that is, you know, fossil fuels, said, look, we're about ready to see fossil fuels go to the point where we can no longer afford to even use them. And you know, we're talking about $4 a gallon gas coming up probably this summer. Have you seen the prices go up?
It's starting to go up here in Idaho.
Well, then you know what I mean. You're going to see it go. And he said, you know, when we hit $5, $6, $7 a gallon, that's not just the economy. He said, that's an harbinger. There was another one talking about how we have depleted our growing capacity. And one, of course, is, you know, because of fossil fuels, which fuel the machines that also make the fertilizers, which give us the food, they're going to crash at the same time. Okay? So you had two guys saying, yeah, this is going to be in synchronization. The whole point was, is he said, look, this isn't something in the far distant future. He said, this is going to happen sooner than you think.
You know, it reminds me of, there's another Bible verse I've got right in front of me, Luke 21, verse 26. Jesus said men's hearts would be failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth. I mean, that certainly fits the scenario that you just described. People are looking at these things, and people are scared.
They ought to be.
They should be. And, I mean, I'm not afraid because I believe that my heart is right with God. I'm actually looking forward to the coming of Jesus. But just from a human perspective, looking at what's going on with the planet, you know, it's scary, especially if you've got kids. And I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and yeah, we live in amazing times, we really do, and people are thinking about the apocalypse. I mean, the History Channel has done this over and over again. As I mentioned, I've been on 3 different documentaries, The Nostradamus Effect, Strange Rituals, and The War Scroll, dealing with Armageddon and the last days, and this is a recurring theme, and if they didn't realize that they were striking a nerve, you know, they wouldn't be doing it.
Well, no, clearly that, you know, there's a lot of fear. And I think there's going to be a hell of a lot more before it's over.
Yeah, this planet is definitely in trouble, that's for sure. Here's another verse where, verse 31, Luke 21, Jesus says, likewise, when you see all these things come to pass, then look up, or your redemption is drawing near.
Yeah, or destruction, whichever comes first.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
From the scriptures, it says that nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and we can expect war and all kinds of things happening. And I agree with the basic scenario that was talked about on the History Channel last night, and that is, I'm going to quote Daniel 12, verse 1, that says, there will be a time of trouble such as never was. And there's just a coalescing of all of these different factors and trends in our society that show us, you know, that we're heading toward a crisis.
You know, this notion that, you know, somehow or other, it's going to happen to everybody else.
To me, but not to us.
That's what a lot of people think.
Yeah, I don't buy that. It's affecting us all. I mean, we're on the planet, and there's no way out, except for up.
Hold on. Steve Wahlberg with us, talking about end days. We've already got birds falling out of the sky, fish washing up on the shore, now crabs all over the U.K., 50,000 crabs dead. Although I like that call about that guy said, what about that oil spill? That actually has some credibility. I like that notion. That's a very good analysis. We'll be right back.
Now available online via MP3 stream or real audio at www.chmr.ca. You're tuned to Mon Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM. Your only music alternative.
Back again with Steve Wahlberg talking about the end days and some of the things we've been witnessing. You know, the Prophets of Doom thing, if you get a chance, it'll be on History Channel again, I guess, in the next couple of days if you haven't.
Yes, I will. I'll look into it for sure.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's worth noting, and it's
definitely.
Not some, you know, it's not a lot of mumbo jumbo. It's not a lot of, you know, magic. It's about, you know, things that are actually happening right in front
real
of
things.
Us. Yeah, real things. There's scenarios that are not only plausible, but things we're actually watching. Given what we've got, what we're watching, the way things are going, you know, the notion that the American empire, as all empires, empires rise and empires fall, and there are no exceptions. You know, we may be the greatest empire that ever was, but, you know, so was Rome.
That's right. So was Rome. That was exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, here's an interesting, you know, thinking about the end times. That's what we're talking about. Here's another Bible passage. Luke 21 is a classic chapter where Jesus deals with signs of the end. And in verse 29, he said, "Behold, the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, you see and know that summer is near at hand. So likewise, when you see all these things come to pass, these different signs, know that the kingdom of God is near at hand." So that's his parable of the fig tree. When the leaves start coming out, you know that it's getting close to summer. And Jesus said, when you see all these things happening around the world, you know that we're getting closer to the big day.
Yeah. The question, of course, is timing is everything. What I thought was fascinating about timing of all of this, these stories of the birds particularly, happened on New Year's Day, almost exactly at the midnight hour.
Right, that is interesting.
Now, people say, oh, it was all those fireworks.
Fireworks, right.
Well, look, we've had fireworks for how many hundreds of years? The Chinese gave us fireworks, what, back in the 12th century, or maybe the 13th century anyway. So I'm not so sure that that has anything to do with anything.
Yeah, and that doesn't explain the fish, you know. I mean, the fish, that one particular fish, 100,000 that...
Yeah, washed up in...
Right, in the Arkansas River.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't fireworks that spooked them, so...
No.
It's not a simple solution, and as we've talked about, I mean, you've mentioned places around the world, Brazil, the UK, Sweden.
Yeah.
And I've got other places, you know, that are mentioned. Australia, 5,000
yeah, Australia,
birds die
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, Australia. And, you know, if we start finding more and more birds dropping out of the sky, you know, massive die-offs with no explainable reasons...
It's amazing times that we live in.
Well, amazing is one way of putting it. You know,
curious.
Very curious.
Apocalyptic.
Could be. Yeah, it could.
I think so.
Yeah, it could be. When, like I said, the timing of it happening. Exactly at midnight hour.
Yeah, there's no question in my mind that these are apocalyptic times, that we are living in the end of days, that the prophecies in Daniel and Revelation are coming true, and that the indicators are all around us. That we are getting closer to the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's what I see in the Bible on the horizon. And my goal is to be ready, to have my children ready, my wife ready, and as many as possible. That's what WhiteHorseMedia.com is all about. That's the name of our organization.
Let us say that all of this is the run up to the, you know, the Armageddon.
Endgame.
The Har-Megiddo, which, by the way, is named after Har-Megiddo.
That's right. I've got a whole book that deals with this subject, Revelation 16. I've given many seminars on Armageddon.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't understand why what Armageddon. They've transmuted the meaning of the place to meaning a war.
Right. They see it as just a battle north of Jerusalem in the Valley of Megiddo.
Yeah, right. You know, in the Jezreel Valley. It's actually Jezreel
Valley.
It's
bigger. In Revelation 16, Armageddon is called the Battle of the Great Day of God Almighty, and it's really God's final intervention in human history to put down evil all around the world. That's really what Armageddon's all about. From a biblical perspective, the big picture is that there's a real devil who's working behind the scenes, and he's the author of all sin and evil, and that Armageddon is God's final intervention in human history where he's going to put an end to evil. That's really what it's all about. He's going to stop evil, and so he's going to wipe it out of his universe, and Revelation 21 says that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And verse 4 says there'll be no more death, sorrow, crying, or pain, for the former things have passed away. And God's going to make all things new. He's going to get rid of sin, get rid of evil, get rid of Satan,
and
make it the way it was in the beginning.
I'm talking about the run-up.
Right.
I'm talking about the prelude.
Yep, and I'm talking about the conclusion.
Yeah, I know. You parked yourself on the other side of reality.
Yeah, well,
I'm talking about
destruction.
I'm talking about degradation. I'm talking about poverty, death. I'm talking about disease. I'm talking about people dying.
I know, but people want to have a light at the end of the tunnel. They need to have a hope that it's not all dismal, that the prophets of doom in the History Channel, you know, that's not the last word, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and
I think it's going to be the last word for a lot of people.
Well, yeah, you're right. It depends. Really, ultimately, Rick, it depends on whether we're ready or not. You know, whether we're ready whether we're right with God or not. I mean, whether it's a good day for us or a bad day, the final day depends upon our relationship with our Maker.
Yeah, how about our relationship with staying alive?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm into staying alive, and eternal life is really the most important question, because this life is a blip when it comes to, you know, John 3:16, God so loved the world that gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life.
Yeah.
Now, that's ultimately what I need and what you need and what we all need is to get out of here and to have an eternal existence with the one that made us and loves us and gave his life on the cross for us.
Of course, you realize without evil, there is no good. I mean, good and evil are sort of like the yin and yang of the cosmos, aren't they? Like positive and negative forces.
Evil's not a necessity. It's going. It's on the way down. God's going to get rid of it. It was his highest angel that rebelled.
Yeah.
Lucifer became Satan, and he's not a necessity to have a harmonious universe.
All right. By the way, can they get a hold of your book real quick?
WhiteHorseMedia.com. That's our website, WhiteHorseMedia.com.
All right, very good, Steve.
There.
All right, thanks
hey, thank
so much.
Thank you, Rick.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
And this brings to an end our program for today. We hope you've enjoyed the presentation. If you have any comments or questions, you can reach us at radioreflection@yahoo.ca. That's radioreflection@yahoo.ca. Remember this week to take time to reflect on God's Word, and whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.